T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mickey, let's start with Edwin Diaz. How's he feeling with that trap issue this morning?
Yeah, obviously a quick turnaround, so not a ton of information, but there has been some improvement overnight. So he was going to be down anyway. We'll let him have the day off. We have a day off tomorrow and then kind of reevaluate where we're at.
Jeff McNeil off the bench looked like Jeff McNeil with those couple of hits. He's batting second today. What went into the decision to put him two with Rosario first?
Yeah, so one of them was Rosario's success in the one hole. The second part of it is we feel like if Rosie gets on second, Jeff can easily move him over and pull a ball on the ground, maybe get a hit through the hole. Second, if Rosie's on first, they've got to hold him on. It opens up holes for Jeff McNeil. So having a lefty in that two-hole is always ideal. And now that we have a leadoff hitter that can get the job done, you feel very confident that that's probably the best spot for him. And then you can go right, left, right. You got Alonzo hitting third. So that kind of helps out. And then you got Conforto behind him. So you can continue to play that little right, left, right, left game with the other team and put them in a tough position.
Speaking of Alonzo, that moonshot last night for 41, tying the franchise record, he was 2-for-18 going in. Did you sense that maybe that was on his mind, that he could have been pressing a little bit?
You know, you never know. I'm sure that kind of stuff creeps in any player when you're going for something like that. But, I know that he understands what he's got to do and take a good approach. And I feel like he does that most of the time. This is a difficult game. Hitting is one of the most difficult things in the world. So when guys go through a 2-for-18, you're not sure exactly what it is. It may just be the how difficult this game is, and it's nothing more than that. But big homer by him last night, and I'm sure he'll get on a roll.
Rene Rivera's here. He'll start a catcher today. He's got some experience with this staff. What is the challenge like getting him up to speed so quickly?
Yeah, I think they were very proactive yesterday, making sure he knows all the signs. And there's a lot that goes into catching, right? It's not just something you can step in one day and really feel totally comfortable. But we went over all the signs. We went through the process of letting him know what the hitters can and can't do yesterday. And he's caught mats before. So that's the good part. And he's a veteran guy that's been there and done that. And he's probably done it for many teams where he steps in and does a good job. So we're excited that he was in our organization. We're excited that he's here to help us out.
And Steven, 3 straight quality starts, 5 out of 6, including the complete game shutout. His best stretch of the season for sure?
Yeah, it has been. He's been very consistent, and I tribute that to his ability to stay calm in big situations, continue to execute pitches. The rhythm in his delivery in between pitches has really put him in a spot where he can go out there and throw strikes and get ahead.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one today.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.